Hi everyone, this is my first podcast after a month using Zabanchanas. In this podcast, I want to talk about the fifth lesson of powerful English. But I don't want to summarize it. I want to compare its subject with the four previous lessons. In this lesson, AJ spoke about the NLP, or NLP, the abbreviation of the neuro-linguistic programming technique, which mean, you know, some kind of brain programming or mind programming. These techniques firstly introduced by several different people that Richard Bandler, one of the most famous of them. They believe that using this technique can help us to learn a language or some kind of or any subject more or any subject else. But what is technique? NLP is actually means replacing negative and dark images with positive ones. For example, if our image of English classes is negative and boring, silent, and without any excitement, without any colors, we can replace this picture with an energetic, exciting, kinesthetic class with lots of colors. Every student wears colorful clothes in this class. If we gradually eliminate the negative image, if we push it away and made it smaller and smaller and finally diminish it and then replace it with a positive image, maybe our beliefs, our conceptions about English class will gradually change in a positive way. We can use this technique not only in learning English but also in very other subjects in our life, like learning music, learning arts, and so on. But what I would like to talk about it is that, in my opinion, the subject of this lesson is less practical than previous four lessons. For example, in the fourth lesson, AJ talked about beliefs and divided them into two major categories of empowering beliefs and limiting beliefs. Then he taught us how to turn negative beliefs into positive ones using some methods, for example, using an incantation. But in the fifth lesson, I really don't know how we could change something negative and boring just by using the replacement of the negative image with the positive ones. For example, I hate the horror movies, and it doesn't change by replacing thousands of negative pictures in my mind with positive ones. Of course, I know what AG means in that lesson, and I am just kidding. Thank you for listening to me.